Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Now let me just tell you what Real Talk is. Real Talk is, what can I call it? Maybe a supplement to Phenomenal Woman. And what I do each week in this particular show is take out one little pointers that usually arise in the show, or some of the challenges that the women may face, what we talk about in the actual interviews. Now, last week we talked about confidence and having a lack of confidence and how to tackle it. And if you didn't get to hear it, nip back and you can do so. But this week I'm going to talk about the inner critic. That little voice, that little gremlin that sits in your head or on your shoulder, like a little Jiminy critic, and no pun intended, that tells you things that are just horrible sometimes, that you can't do something, you're too old, you're too stupid, or ask when you try to do something, who do you think you are? The thing is, we all have one, and we'll always have one. The key to the inner critic is learning how to manage or to control it. Now, the first thing we all need to understand is that his or her job, and mine's usually a her, so I'll talk as a her, is to keep us safe. She's there to stop us getting our feelings hurt. And there's a part of us sometimes that's scared, that wants to play small, maybe want to stay at the spotlight, we don't want to take risks in order to avoid failure, criticism, judgment, shame, and all the other hard emotions that we experience. So ultimately, she's coming from a place of concern and protection. But this can be incredibly disempowering at times, and it can stop us moving forward to be the best we can be or accomplish the goal we've set for ourselves. This in turn means we miss out on things that could really make our life wonderful. However, there are a few things that you can do to control that little gremlin, that little inner voice. Now, the first thing is, I'm going to give you a couple of hints and tips. So the first thing is here, is give her a name. Give her a name, because she's not you. You need to understand she is not you. She's just a part of you trying to protect you from the unseen dangers that she thinks are out there. And once you've done that, say thanks. Thanks for taking care of me, because she's on your side. She doesn't mean you any harm. But most importantly, and secondly, is reminder that you're the boss. Say, thanks very much. I know you got my back. However, I'm going to do what I set out to do, and you're going to take the step you are going to take. Another exercise you can try is to get clear about who your inner critic is and what she wants. And do that in writing. Mm-hmm. Have a dialogue with her in writing. So once you've identified the area in your life where the inner critic is very vocal, because we know there's certain times she'll perk up and be a most vocal. Listen to her for a couple of minutes. Just listen. Take the time. Just listen. And write down what she's trying to tell you. What is she telling you about the particular situation? And you can use a couple of questions as a guide just to kind of probe a little bit more. So ask her, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you want from me? What do you want for me? What are you afraid that might happen if I don't actually listen to you? What would make it easier for you? And what would make you feel safer in this particular situation? And then you take it from there. What it all boils down to is having the confidence to confront and challenge your inner critic. So a few hints and tips there for you to try. So a few ideas with the pesky voices. Now, if you want some more help with this, head over to my Facebook page, I Am Janice Sutherland. If you're listening to this in real time on Valentine's Day, February 14th, I have started my Confidence Booster Challenge, and that will give you some guidance and some quick challenge to how to actually boost your confidence. Now, if you're listening to me at a later date, you still have the opportunity to visit, so go back to the previous days and catch up. I hope to interact with you there. Now, that's the end of my little real talk about inner critic. If you have loved what you've heard, and I know you have, please feel free to share this with all the other phenomenal women you know. I would love, love, love if you would rate and review the show on iTunes. That is an additional way for me to get the show up the rankings and also share it with other phenomenal women out there as well. So I would Really appreciate if you could do that. And I look forward to hearing you or speaking to you next time. Have a great day and enjoy Valentine's. And if you are single, the best love of all is yourself. So until next time, have a great week, everybody. Bye.